they call a box heater. They stole a long time, stole the door in front. And they probably had that, they fire that up on Sundays when they expected to come. Ordinarily they lived in the room where the fireplace was.
Well, the chairs you mentioned, were they straight back chairs or padded or what kind
of? I've got one of the old rockers that grandmother had. It was a small rocker. They call them sewing rockers now, something that women use sewing, and most of them are straight back chairs.
Well, what about some typical things that you'd have in the bedroom?
Well, I don't recall anything that I know upstairs where, you know, as a child, I might go up there to sleep. They just had a bed and maybe a stand table. And the room was paper and newspapers.
Was there any place built in like you have now to hang your clothes?
I think perhaps in the bedroom downstairs they had closets built in and probably had a curtain over it.
Was there any was there anything with drawers in it you could use for
chiffonier? They call them chiffoniers.
Chiffoniers.
Mm-hmm.
And that was all drawers?
No, usually had a mirror on it, and probably three or four drawers. Kind of like I think maybe now they call them dressers.
Dressers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, have you ever?
Of course, the Better family probably had all drawers and all that. But then I know people that had a little more money than early farmers.
Is that the same thing as what some people would call a chaperone?
Yes, sir.
Well, have you ever heard of a big separate thing that you couldn't move around if you had to, that was used strictly for hanging clothes?
Well, you know, they use those mainly now.
Is that right?
Yeah, but then I think some of the early families, you probably, I don't know what to call them, my wife knows. They had those in place closets. And I imagine some of the earlier families had them here too, but then my people didn't.
Do you know if people around here call them wardrobes?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Wardrobe. What about the things that you put over the windows to keep out the light?
They call them shades.
Now, is it the cloth material or what?
Well, I had curtains. Now, I don't recall whether they had shades like this, for instance, on that. I think they just had curtains.
Mm-hmm. But this thing on rollers you call shades.
Mm-hmm. They call one shade.
Well, what about the slatted things, you know, that you can adjust?
They didn't have those back in those days. Venetian blinds. That's what we call them now. Yeah, I imagine some of the, pardon me, the earlier houses had shutters, but then I don't think that before my time.
Well, what was the general term that was used to cover all these things that we've been talking about, like chairs and sofas and tables and what?
Household furnishings?
Household
furnishings.
Furnishings.
Or furniture.
You ever heard anybody around here refer to that as plunder?
Well, I've heard them refer to, like when they have these yard sales, things like that, they call it plunder. I imagine that goes back to the origin, probably in England. You know, even today in Midlands of England, they talk just like we do and speak like we do in South.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I was up in Norwich, and stayed at the hotel up there one time. I went down to breakfast, and so they had a cereal box sitting out there and a bowl and milk. I hardly knew what to do. Finally, enough guy came down and joined me, and we were supposed to fix our own cereal, and then the girl came in to wait on us. So he asked me where I was from in England,